Welcome back inside our locker room chat. Now time to talk Troy Trojan football with head coach Derek Jasper. And coach, another good win last week for your guys. You go all on the road and take down Waubunsee 10-6. You're now 2-1 on the year. And just overall, your defense stepped up in a big way, only give up 6 points, and the offense really wasn't clicking on all cylinders. So what did you see against Waubunsee on Friday?
Yeah, I thought we beat a really good team on the road on their homecoming. So a really impressive win. Their starting quarterback didn't play in the second half, but I really don't think it would have mattered. I felt like the game should have been about a 24-0 game, but our offense just couldn't, you know, just made mistakes. Again, the penalties, one costly turnover that set up their only touchdown. Our defense probably would have pitched a shutout had our offense not turned it over, kind of deep in our territory. So really, some penalties again, and then a couple mental mistakes, a kick going the wrong way on an offensive play or running the wrong route. Just some things that, man, I just can't get my hand on it to figure this out. We're averaging about 11 points a game, but we're 2-1, so that tells you how well our defense has been playing. And I thought our defense was probably the most dominating performance we've had in a couple years, 2-3 years at least. Just harassing their quarterback and covering the receivers well, and then stopping their run game. I think they only had like 80 yards of total offense that night, and a pretty good athletic team we were playing. So, really impressive defense, and just man, we got to get some things going on offense. We've got to start scoring some points.
Well, just how big was that from a confidence standpoint as well? I mean, you came off the tough loss to Centralia, and you go against Waubunsee, and as you talk about, the offense didn't play that well, but your defense hung in there, and your guys found a way to grind it out and pick up a really solid victory. So how big was that just from a confidence standpoint for the guys?
Well, I think it's really good. I mean, we got blown out in a lot of games last year. I mean, Waubunsee beat us by 24 last year, and we didn't even play in a lot of close games. So even though our guys were getting Friday night experience, they were playing in some blowouts either one way or the other, and our two wins were kind of blowouts too, and our 7 losses, most of those were blowouts. So it's really nice to win a close game. I think that'll do us more good down the road than if we would have went down there and won 24-0 like I felt like it should have been. But a really good experience for us to play in a tight game, and being our first road game of the year, it was a good experience just to go down there and get that win.
And you talked about the defense a little bit. I mean, they had 5 sacks total, and you had 3 of them from Preston Christensen. What did you just see from the defense overall? Was it just a simple fact they were all flying around?
Yeah, just flying around. I mean, like playing with some energy that maybe we didn't even play with the first 2 weeks. So, you know, and once, you know, you smell a little bit of that blood in the water, you really get amped up even more. And we were really getting after their quarterback and making it difficult for him to have any time. So our D-line was really causing some pressure, and we even had a couple blitzes that were successful. And then, of course, our secondary guys were doing a good job covering. We didn't have any interceptions, but, man, we were all over them and where we needed to be. So really impressed by our defense, and I thought our tackling was probably the best it's been so far this season. So a really great performance by our defense. And our offense, you know, did do a little bit better running the football. I think we had 87 yards rushing. So we're kind of getting a little bit of that balance back, but we still got still kind of a work in progress to get our run game going.
Well, now you look ahead to this week, you'll have another long road trip as you'll head down to Pleasanton. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat. Still talking with head coach Derek Jasper. This Locker Room Chat brought to you by the Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats. And while, coach, you look ahead to this week, another long road trip. You'll head to Pleasanton, obviously a team that you're fairly familiar with playing them last year. What do you look at here in this matchup?
Well, I think it'll be a lot of our mentality. I mean, they're an 0-3 football team, but obviously we can't overlook anybody. Their defense looks very good. So, again, I don't know how many points our offense is going to put on the board. So we'll have to be sound again defensively and try to hold them down, and hopefully we can really get some things clicking on offense. Some long drives with a mix of pass and run, and, you know, that's kind of what we need to put together, and, you know, try to eliminate some of these penalties and some of the turnovers, and let's really execute on offense. That's kind of been the emphasis this week, but, you know, we're going to have to go down there and try to get a win, try to be 1-0 on the week, because even though it's not a district game, I still think it'll go a long way towards our kids' confidence if we can get our third win this week.
Yeah, you talk about Pleasanton as well. They're a team that played Waubunsee fairly close the week before, and you guys just played Waubunsee very close there on Friday. Do you look at Pleasanton as kind of a similar style of play as Waubunsee?
Yeah, they're very similar defensively and very similar to what they do offensively. You got a younger quarterback, and maybe try to run the ball. Man, I got a 240-pound fullback. It's just going to be a load for us to tackle. We had a hard time tackling him last year. He ran over some of our kids, and I think that's definitely a memory they have in their heads going into this game, that we're going to have to tackle that guy better because he put up some yards on us last year, and that's kind of what they want to do is get him going. They'll even throw it to him a little bit out of the backfield. So a really big stud there on offense that we kind of got to focus on. It's kind of the first time where we've kind of focused on one player on the other team's offense this year, so we know we have to shut him down and shut down their running game. So I think we'll show up. I think we'll do well on the road. It's another 2-hour road trip, so we've got to beat the trip first and then see if we can come home with a victory again.
Well, Coach, safe travels. Wish you the best of luck against Pleasanton on Friday. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Appreciate it, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Trojans, joining us on our Locker Room Chats, brought to you by the Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats on FM 103.9 KNZA.